Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and mercy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand. Here tonight, just a thanking and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just a thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I'll get out of the way that you may have your way here this night and forevermore in Jesus' precious and holy name. Hide me behind Calvary's cross, anoint this lip of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, I thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Oh, precious Father, thank you for answering prayers, honoring requests. But most of all, for saving souls that the kingdom of God may grow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open up to the book of Ephesians, the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. And the word of God reads, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the use of the internet, we are able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. So we thank God for another opportunity here tonight that he have allowed us to still be here in the land of the living. He have allowed us to lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. We ask that you pray for us and with us as we bring forward the teaching tonight. And we thank you in advance for everyone that have and is tuning in to listen to the word of God here tonight. We want to talk about reaching your full potential in Christ. Reaching your full potential in Christ as a follower of his. Believers in Christ, God does help those who trust in Jesus Christ. Yes, beloved, God have done great things for us through Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, God is the God of peace. A question may be asked here tonight. What is God's peace? Spiritually speaking, peace is knowing that the Lord of the universe is by your side and resting in that. Yes, God promised us in his word, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Yes, the peace of God is sitting in comfort of knowing that God is next to your side, no matter what. Yes, the peace be with you is more, the peace of God that be with you is more than a wish that you do not get into any fights. Yes, peace express a desire for health, wholeness, completeness, well-being, and prosperity in our life. Yes, beloved, the peace of God is to the soul what health is to the body. True peace comes from God. You see, God is the author and source and center and giver of peace. The Bible says here in the book of Isaiah 26, verse 3, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. People of God, those who trust in Jesus Christ are beneficiaries of his peace, the peace with God. Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in tonight, and those that will be listening in at a later date, in order to reach your full potential in Christ, the word of God says here in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, do not be anxious for nothing. Do not be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. So, beloved, tonight in 2022, be encouraged, because God is the one that raised the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. And the fact knowing that God raised Jesus from the dead, it means that you can trust the Lord, that you can trust that God is able to bring to life whatever may be dead in your spiritual life. See, the word says here in Romans 8, verse 11, it says, if the spirit of him who raised up Jesus Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also give life to your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. So, believer in Christ, the resurrection of Christ is not just a historical fact. It is an ongoing reality for those who trust in him. Believer in Christ, the God who raised Jesus from the dead is able to clear your paths and conquer your problems and change your personality. Thank God that we as followers of Jesus have a good shepherd in our Lord Jesus Christ. See, the Bible says in John 10, verse 11, it says, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Yes, people of God, Jesus is the good shepherd who died for us. But thank God that Jesus is also the great shepherd who lives for us. And he is the chief shepherd who is coming back for us. He's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. The Word of God says in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. That is why we can say that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about tonight reaching your full potential in Christ. Yes, beloved, God is the one that have established an eternal covenant with us through the blood that was shed of Jesus Christ on Calvary. Yes, the resurrection of Christ was God's stamp of approval on his resurrection. Yes, God will equip you as a follower of Christ with everything good that you need to do his will. Child of God, the only way for you to reach your full potential in Christ is by the blood of the eternal covenant. You see, a covenant is an agreement or contract. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we talk about covenant, in the Old Testament, God related to his people through a covenant of obedience. If the people obeyed God, he would bless them. If the people disobeyed God, he would curse them. As the Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause in the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. But we thank God that when Jesus came, he fulfilled the law. He made it possible that there would be a new covenant established through him, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is a covenant of grace, God's grace, that have been applied to every believer of Christ. You see, those who are part of the new covenant reside under the unending favor of God. That is because of what God has done for us in Christ Jesus. Believers in Christ, we are secure because of the blood of the eternal covenant. Yes, my brothers and sisters, in Christ, we should be encouraged because there is nothing that can cancel, nullify, or supersede the covenant we have with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, the blood of Jesus has established a new covenant with God that will last forever. So, beloved, God will do great things for us through Jesus Christ as followers of His. Believer in Christ, you can trust God to provide the equipment and the enablement that you need in order to reach your full potential in Christ on a spiritual basis. Yes, child of God. Yes, child of God. May God make you fit, ready, and capable. Bible says in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and coming down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Beloved, God only gives good gifts, reaching your full potential in Christ should be a desire for you on a daily basis to satisfy God's will for your life. Yes, you are unique. You are special in God's eyesight. Beloved, God will again equip you with everything, with love, with joy, with peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, or any other good thing you may need to resist temptation and to live obediently in order to reach your full potential in Christ. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high and look low, a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Yes, God is always looking, and His angels are always looking. So, believer in Christ, God equips you with every good thing in order to do His will. You see, the will of God is God's plan and purpose for you, for your life. Here, and His plan, His purpose is always a good. Bible says in the book of Jeremiah 29, verse 11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, doing God's will is key for you to do here on planet Earth. Because, child of God, you need the grace and strength and wisdom of God in order to do God's will in 2022. Remember this, that the will of God will never lead you where the grace of God cannot keep you. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in and those that will be listening in at a later date. Remember this, beyond anything else that you may hear in this teaching here tonight, that the will of God will lead you where the grace of God cannot keep you. See, the Bible says here in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all of thy ways, your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So, believer, if you follow God's will for your life, you can live with the confidence of knowing that God will equip you with everything good to do his will. God himself also will be working in you that which is pleasing in his sight. The Bible says in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 12, the B clause of the verse, it says, working out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Believer in Christ, be encouraged to live up your full potential in Christ. We continue in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 13, which gives the answer to you about working out your salvation. It says, for it is God to work it in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So, beloved, you do not have to depend on a human mediator or patron, saint, or guardian, angel to access the help of God. The one who trusts in Christ can be sure that God himself is at work in your life. Child of God, depend on the Lord Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith, for full access to God. Bible says in the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 15 through 17, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominion or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. Behold, Christ is the one that holds all things together. So delight yourself in the Lord Jesus for access to God. Since it is through the Lord Jesus Christ that we have access to the power of God in order to reach our full potential, we ought to praise and worship and adore him, God, who demands our grateful praise to the one who have done for us what we cannot do for ourselves. So the Bible says in the book of Psalm 107, verse 2, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I'm going to say that again. Psalm 107, verse 2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. We know our enemy is the devil. The devil, the one that goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. We know that John 10:10 said, thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So brothers and sisters in Christ, the will of God is that which God approves. The will of God is determined to bring, and God is determined to bring about in our lives his will to be done. So child of God, the will of God is the principle by which you should live every single day of your life. Yes, the Bible says in the book of Psalms 40, verse 8, to delight, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yet thy law is within my heart. The word of God is a lamp unto our foot, that we are led by God's holy word, led by the Spirit of God, because we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Our God is awesome. Our God is good. He's so good. He sits high, but look low. Our God is ever so present in our lives to keep us, to make us, to mold us into the image of his Son, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Again tonight, we are talking about reaching your full potential in Christ Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. God is good and worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised each and every day of our lives. So brothers and sisters in Christ, we thank God tonight because our heart desire should be to know his will and to reach our full potential in Christ Jesus, who is our set example, who is the author and finisher of our faith here and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. God is good. Oh, yes, he is. He's worthy to be praised. He'll never leave you nor forsake you.
don't know where money's coming from, will you still say yes? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My soul saying yes. Yes to God's will, his way, his plan for my life. Well, we just hope and praise thus far that everyone that is listening in tonight, we are thankful and grateful for you and your family. We just pray that there is something through the teaching of the word of God tonight that will bring encouragement to your soul. We just touch and agree right now that as we get ready to for this holiday season of Thanksgiving, which with Jesus tarry, God's willing, that we will be able to experience it next week, that God will grant Paul to you answer to the prayer that you've been believing him for, the request that he will honor the request that you have given him. But most of all, that salvation will come forth in your life as well as others, family and friends and associates, that your salvation message will go forth and touch people's lives and bring them to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is still time, because even though we're coming close to the end of 2022, God's will and desire is that we be saved by his Holy Spirit. His will and desire is that we do his will while we're here on planet Earth. Again, tonight we are talking about reaching your full potential in Christ as a follower of his. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are reminded of the scripture that we started out with in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 through 21, where it says again, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. God is merciful. God is a good God. He is a God that is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need in our lives. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is ready and willing to do great things for us through Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, the peace of God in our life is essential as a believer in Christ. Yes, it is. We are reminded about what Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in him." Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we as people of God, we as believers in Christ, are beneficiary of peace with God, because God is our maker. He is the creator of life. He is the one that is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need in our lives. We are grateful to know the fact is that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And because of Jesus' resurrection, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us at this hour. Yes, again, we are reminded in Romans 8, verse 11, says, "If the spirit of him who raised up Jesus Christ from the dead dwell in us, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also give life to our mortal bodies by his Holy Spirit that dwelleth in us." So believers in Christ, we have to be mindful of the fact that the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it is not just a historical fact. It is an ongoing reality for those who trust in him. See, as believers in Christ, the God who raised Jesus from the dead is able to clear our path and conquer our problems that we may be faced with at this hour. He's also able to change our personality. So we thank God here tonight that he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. He promised to be with us through thick and thin. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our God, the God of the universe, he has established an eternal covenant with us through the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross, the blood of Jesus that cleanses our sins away. Yes, believers in Christ, we are secure because of the blood of Jesus, of the eternal covenant. Remember this always, that nothing can cancel, nullify, nor supersede the covenant we have with Jesus. We have with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus has established a new covenant with God that will last forever. So beloved, God will do great things for us through Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. So we can trust God to provide the equipment and enablement that we need in order to reach our full potential in Christ Jesus, the Lord and Savior of our life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God will, and he has equipped us with every good thing in order to do his will. The will of God is God's plan and purpose for our life. And he has reminded in the book of Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Yes, doing God's will is key for us in our lives in 2022. Yes, child of God, you need the grace and the strength and the wisdom of God in order to do his will in your life. Remember this, that the will of God will never lead you where the grace of God cannot keep you. Again, the will of God will never lead you where the grace of God cannot keep you. We are reminded again in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not thy own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So, beloved, if you, as a child of God, will follow God's will for your life, you can live with the confidence of knowing that God will equip you with everything good to do his will in 2022. Yes, God himself also will be working in you that which is pleasing in his sight. As the Bible says in the book of Philippians 2, verse 13, it says, the answer to you about working out your salvation, it says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." So, beloved, you do not have to depend, again, on a human mediator or a patron saint or guardian angel to access the help of God that you need in 2022. The one who trusts in Christ can be sure that God himself is at work in your life. Yes, child of God, depending on the Lord Jesus Christ for access to God should be our determination. Again, we are reminded in the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 15 through 17, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominion or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things. And by him all things consist. So, beloved, Jesus Christ is the one that holds all things together. So delight yourself in the Lord Jesus for access to God, our Father, the Creator of all things. Our Father, the one that has all power in his hand. Since it is through the Lord Jesus Christ that we have access to the power of God in order to reach our full potential, we ought to praise and worship and adore him. You see, God demands our grateful praise to the one who has done for us what we cannot do by ourselves. Is the Bible, the Word of God, biblical instruction before leaving earth, God's book, our holy manual. It says, again here, in Psalms 107, verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You see, the will of God is that which God has approved and he is determined to bring about in every believer of Christ's life. Oh God, the will of God is the principle by which you should live each and every day of your life. You see, the Bible says here in the book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse 8, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. So believer of Christ, the will of God, again, is the principle by which you should live every single day of your life. Because God desires that you do his will on a daily basis as a child of his. To believe in Christ, only people who are fully mature in Christ are able to do God's will consistently and persistently on a daily basis. So God's will is always, his will is always good, acceptable, and perfect. See, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, it says to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Also, we are reminded in the word of God, in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, God wants you to reach your full potential in Christ on a daily basis. Yes, beloved, the will of God is what God approved for your life in 2023. We are reminded on what the word says in the book of Psalm, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat, of the scornful. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff, which the wind driveth. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, in order to reach your full potential in Christ, we must, on a daily basis, seek God while he may be found. Draw nigh to him as he draw nigh to you. Matthew 6:33 reminds us the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and everything else shall be added. So remember, believers in Christ, if you want to know the will of God in terms of what God authorized and what God is pleased with, also in what God will bless you for, the answer is simply found in his knowledgeable will, the law, which is very clearly expressed. Jesus also said in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 27, my sheep hears my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. In other words, God's voice in 2022 can still be heard, and that voice still gives direction today in 2022. Again, we are reminded in the book of Psalm 37, verse 4, that the word of God says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. Again, to be repeated in Psalm 37, verse 4, the word of God says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. So beloved, if you are living right with God, then God will place upon your heart his desire. Beloved, it is God who worketh in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Yes, again tonight, brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about reaching your full potential in Christ, the child of God. We just hope and pray that there was something that was said here tonight by the Spirit of the Lord that will bring forth encouragement to your life at this hour in 2022. God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Apostle, for that word today, reaching your full potential in Christ. Maintaining a relationship requires prayer, meditation, daily reading of the word. So hopefully you've learned some things to help make your life better and have a closer walk with Christ. If so, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday evening and Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We love to have all of you. If you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I-B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray, or Lisa Tebow. Again, we'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Stay warm and know that God loves you. So do you. God bless. Goodbye.